Hello, KMA Land, and thank you so much for joining me right here on the Double X Factor for the Tuesday edition. I'm Spencer Williams, and this week, Sandy Edie Hansen and I would like to chat about nice versus kind. Seems very similar, doesn't it? And it can be seen that way. But in true Double X Factor fashion, when we want to go just a little deeper, we can learn a little more. You've been around them, or maybe you consider yourself a nice person. They always give others the benefit of the doubt. They give a hand or volunteer for the tasks that no one else wants. They're sensitive to the feelings of just about everyone, and they rarely, if ever, argue. They are just easy to be around. What's not to like about that? Not much for the people that may start learning to take advantage of the 24/7 nice guy. There can be major downfalls for the nice person, though. Internalization. They hold negative emotions of everyday life in, instead of allowing them to rise up and get out. And the depression, anxiety, and addiction that it sometimes takes to keep those feelings in, well, if that's not enough of a byproduct to keep non-polite feelings at bay, you are more at risk for acting out. Nice people blame themselves more than anyone. They have critical voices all the time suggesting they're never allowed to screw up, ever. It's a miserable way to live, and it builds resentment, especially when your niceness comes with expectations. Expectations that others will appreciate your martyrish efforts or act like you. You know, always putting others first and realizing your needs too. And right along the same lines, you pre-compromise in your relationships. Instead of a discussion on what you want and need from relationships, you anticipate or assume and think that others will be able to read your mind too. You take a nice stance as a way of avoiding conflict and confrontation, a stance that says, I'm happy if you're happy, meaning I do whatever I need to do because your being upset makes me anxious. Here you don't say no, you don't speak up and be honest and assertive because of your own fear. It's less about a value of how to treat people and more a psychological suit of armor. So it's not about not being nice, it's about letting your values guide your life instead of letting your anxiety do the lifting. As Robert Tabey, author of The Dangers of Being Nice, says, you treat others the way you'd like to be treated. You do it not because you should or because you will feel guilty otherwise, but because it's your life blueprint, end quote. And your life blueprint is kindness. Kindness is who you are. Sandy's back with more on this topic tomorrow, and I'll chat with you again on Thursday. As always, thank you so much for listening to The Double X Factor right here on KMA.